We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the top, basically the beginning of the line. We learned in yesterday's blat that Hamezaka Leubar is Loi Kana. Rav Huna says that I'm giving money to my Nechasim to this Uber right here. The Uber's not Kana, Rav Huna says, because Hamezaka Leubar Loi Kana, the Uber's not in this world. There happens to be a Machloikis. What the reason is that it's not koina? Is it because of smichas das? They're not, something's not in the world, they're not semich das. You don't really mean it. It's not, the thing's not in the world yet. They give him a matana. It's one pshat. No gemir is das. The other pshat is because it's not a baris chia at all. But in any case, he says, I'm giving this to the ubar. It does not work, Rav Huna said. And the Gemara like Kashav on Mishnah. The Mishnah says, they could be mezaka to ubar. So the Gemara says, no, the Mishnah. Rav Huna answered, Mishnah, I need a day of Mishana. So now we're going to just elaborate on that mezaka to ubar a little bit. To Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Mezakel Uber is not kaina right now. But when he's born, he is kaina. When he's born, he is kaina. Like the Rashbam says, Likashtelet kaina. Afagav, the polygraph Nachman holds that he came mak the Dovah Shalom Ba'olam. He's got a Nachman on that. This is better. Hachgav Uber Moida, the Choshev Leke Yeshtoi Ba'olam. First of all, it's a little bit in the world. The Uber is here. And then the Choshev also is in the world. So just you have to make, just right now he's not a Bar Zechia. So you have to wait till he's a Bar Zechia. But Be'etzem, the Kenyan works, but the Kenyan works for later on.
Could you be, his wife wasn't pregnant, could he say in the future?
No, 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 okay, because not in the world, the Uber's not here. You have to have it, yeah, okay, good question. So the Maestro here, since the Uber is in the world, because he also can't even mak the Dovah Shalom, he can't even do that. So of course, Lido's only can't do here. The Uber's in the world, it's not a Bar Zechia, because it's not born yet. So then, if you say little ubar, then it works. And actually, passing like this Rav Nachman, the Rosh speaks out, we passing like this Rav Nachman, and it works as a tailor, but the Rosh speaks out, you have to make sure that Kenyan's still around. There's such an idea called in Halacha, Kolsa Kenyanoi. The Almaisa, when he wants to be Kaina, the Kenyan's not here anymore. Like as a tailor, how is he Kaina? That Kenyan that they made is not here anymore. So I'll read you what it says in the Lashon, and also it can't be Chayzer, also. It still can be Chayzer, it cannot Chayzer. But Zok the Rosh, Umayrish le hiknoloi be Kenyan Suda. He didn't use a Kenyan Suda to make this Kenyan. By that time, the Suda is given back to the owner already, so you can't, it's called Kalsik Yar, no Kenyan anymore. But Gamloi be Chazaka, can't be a Chazaka either. Ela be Mashicha, be Yeshna, be Shusha Zoycha, Kishnail de Ubar. Or the Koy be Agam, be Karka, be Shtar, Stab Yar Zoycha, Kishnail. Basically, how are you Mazaka to this Ubar? You use the Ruve. So you gave Reuven this chest of gold. He said, here, be zoicheh for the Ubar. And it's still sitting by Reuven's house. So then it's not called Sekayana. He's still being machzik in it for the Ubar. Or the case is they gave Karka with a star. And you gave Reuven the star. Here, be zoicheh for with the star. Be zoicheh for the Ubar. And he's still holding on to the star. So then it works. It's not called Sekayana. That's Rav Nachman's halacha. So we have Rav Huna says, Rav Nachman says, "Mezakel uber lekana likas teled kana." Rav Huna says, "No, af likas teled kana." Like we learned at the end of yesterday's blat, that Rav Huna holds af likas teled loy kana. Even when it's born, it's not kana because right now the ubar is considered loy bala oilam, and therefore you can't even kinyan now for later because there's no kinyan whatsoever. Rav Sheshes, someone learned the machlekes of Huna and Rav Nachman is the var of a gemiras das. Or is the word of, you know, the yad to be zaycha? We're not getting into that right now. Rav Sheshes Omar, echad zeh ve'echad zeh, kana. He holds that both are kana. You could be mezaka to a uber, basically. He says, echad zeh ve'echad zeh kana. You can mezaka to uber. This is the first time we're having a madiyama holds, Zamaira, who holds that he can mezaka to uber. And he says, how do I know it? Omar Rav Sheshes Omar, lo tell him to the braisa. Ger shemes, a ger that died. Now, a ger that dies has no yarshim. But this ger actually was married. Now his wife is not Yerushim, and his wife maybe was Mubaris. We'll see in a second. So ger shemeis, a business bazu Yisrael nechasav, and everyone came and took his nechasav, all his nechasav. But Shom was just like Ben. Afterwards, he heard that there's a rumor he has a son, or his wife is Mubaris. The halach is chayavon lahachzer. That you have to give it back. And right there, Shtuk Araya already, that the Uber is Yerush, because it says you have to give it back. Like the response speaks out, Kivin Ishtum Abaris, Uber Yerush Hava, Alma Mazakal Uber Kano. So it says over here that Ishtum Abaris, you have to give it back. You're coin it, you have to give it back. Hechzira Akol, so everyone gave back. They heard that he had a son. And they heard that his wife was pregnant. They gave everything back. They found out afterwards that the son died, or the wife had a miscarriage. The halacha is, whoever is kind now again afterwards is kind it. But the first thing doesn't count. Why do I have to do kinyan again? They're already kind of. They were kind already. If the uber is never born, they were kind of it. So what's the problem? So Elamai, the uber, while he was viable, the uber owned those nechassim, and you couldn't be kind of nechassim. So you see, a uber is Yairish. So you see, kemezakel uber. Gavaldi Garaya.
Can he be a new person?
Has to
be the same person. Someone who wasn't
mostly
before.
Right, exactly. So here, you see, Klav, Mizakal Uber, it works. On my Abaya, the Elam should have kept his turrets. It's not a Raya. Abaya says, no. We said this in Rav Yosi's sheet, the Betzim's Apella. Why didn't, I didn't find this cash anywhere, but this is Machrus's cash. But why didn't Rav Sheish just bring a Raya from Rav Yosi? Rav Yosi we had in yesterday's Blatt. He says that Uber poisel veinemachel. He says the same thing. He says that Uber's kind of. We had to run to the case of a ger. That's the run too, and we have the same terrorists. Abaye says Yerusha Abamalei Hashani. You don't have Rava's terrorists actually. You only have Abaye's terrorists. Oh my Abaye, Yerusha Abamalei Hashani. Yerusha, I agree to you. Yerusha happens by itself. Or Uber can be kind. That's Abaye's terrorists. Rava Amar Shani Hosom the Rafui Merafim Biadayu Mikara. That Rava says a different pshat. You know why you're not kind of the first time? Because they knew now there's a son here or a uber here. When they were doing the kinyan, they didn't really have a mind to be kind of it. They weren't sure about it, so that's not called a kinyan. They weren't miskaven lahachzik legamri because they're mesupik if there's yarshim or not. And taka was. They heard that there was someone. There was a ben or a baris. They never really were kind of it, and that's why it does not work. That's why I know. Not because the uber is kind of it. The kasha was that why wouldn't the first kinyan work? So first we said pshat was because the uber is kinder. That's a raya. So no. So Rava says that's not a raya. They never were trying to be. They never did the right kavanah to be kinder. They weren't sure about it. That's a teretz. So Mara asks, my benai, what's the difference between Abaye's teretz and Rava's teretz? Both teretz. Bottom line is that they're not kinder and it's not a raya. So what's the difference between Abaye and Rava's teretz? So ikmenai osham by shemeis veloy meis v'acham meis. A gavaldi case. The case was that she was Mubaris, right? There was a rumor that she had a miscarriage. So everyone went to be kinder. It turned out the Uber was still viable for another 2 weeks and then it died. So here, on Parashas Chayesara, everyone made a kinyan because he heard that the Uber died. The Uber really didn't die until Parashas told us. So according to Rava, it's a good kinyan. Because if you're Rava, the Uber is not kinder. It's only because I didn't have Chavana. Here I thought the Uber was dead, so I made a good kinyan. But according to Abaya, since the Uber really owns it, the kinyan is not good. That would be the nafkamina between Abaya and Rava.
Why, in the case of Ger,
yes.
Why would no one ask whether the Uber is kinyan?
Right.
If a child,
uh-huh. The child's kinyan. So he said, yeah, the Uber died eventually.
No, that Uber is kinyan.
Yes.
So nobody can imagine that Ger, because it's going to be an Uber here that's going to take it when
it's... No, so when that happens, they'll get it back. They'll take it back. But here... No. It doesn't say that. It says Yachzer right away. It says you heard Shamu. No.
It's not yours
because
it's going to be an Uber.
No, don't say that. It says Ishno Abaris, Chayov Lahachzi, to give it back. I'm saying that here, it may put it in the escrow to wait. Here, Chayov Lahachzi, the Uber owns it. And the best Raya is the second Raya. The second Raya is the best Raya. Your Raya would be very good at that. The second Raya, it says that it turns out the Uber dies. My first king doesn't work. Why not? It turned out it was a good Kenyan. So that's what the Gemara brings right from the second case, where it says that after the Uber dies, you have to make a kinyan again. Why are you making kinyan again? You're kind of the first time. So that's the Raya. You don't know how to that Raya. It's a good kinyan. Turned out it's a good kinyan. If an Uber is not kind, it was a good kinyan. So the Raya is from the second place. Actually, the Quran will ask, why are you right from the first case? And you're saying a Teretz. You're saying a Teretz. So some say that. Some say that Uber, they say a little different, a little lumdish way. They say that the Uber, even if it's not kind, it's enough to stop you from being kind. That's the way the lumdum say. But that's where we're at for the second case. But in any case, we are saying, bottom line is, we had a case here that the Uber stopped Stoylem from making chazaka. Two pshatim, Rava and Abaya. Abaya says, because he's taka Yairish. Rava says, no, Uber is not Yairish. And the only reason is because he didn't have a mind to be kind. Nafkamina is, if he was heard that he was dead, he wasn't really dead. That's not good thing, Abaya and Rava. But right now, again, We don't. Rav Sheshes, we slugged the Rav Sheshes Raya. Abaye and Rav Moshe Raya. But Rav Sheshes holds that you can mizakel over. Toshma, I'll show you another Raya. It says in a Mishnah, I think it's in Maseches Nidah's Mishnah. Tinuk ben Yoim Echad, Noichel Umanchel. a tinnik that's one day old could be Yairish and could be Mayrish to his brothers. So it's mashma, ben yoim echad in. If he's one day old, he could do this. Ubar loy, but not a ubar. So it sounds like a very gushmak araya. It's pretty clear that a ubar cannot be Yairish. So to Gemara, ha'omar rav sheshes, noichel benichse aim lahanchel lo'achem na'av. And the rav sheshes has a different reason than that Gemara, why he says taitch is like this. Noichel manchel means that he has the koyach to be noichel his mother's things to give it to his brother, which means like this. This guy, this Yom Echad, has two older brothers, but from a different mother. Now, this baby's mother is very wealthy, and if he's Yairish, his mother's Yerusha, and then he dies, who are his Yerushim if his father's not alive? His brothers. So here, it's very negate. So it says, if he's one day old, he could be Yairish's mother to give the Yerusha to his brothers. But, let's say, he was never born. He died before his mother. He died before his mother's Ubar. What's the halacha? Then, if he dies before his mother, he's not, if he's one day old, if he dies before his mother, so then the halacha is that he can't be Yerushit to his brothers because he's never Yerushit. A person is not Yerushit's mother Bekeva. We had a Gemara before on Daf Kuf Yudalit, I think it was, in Yeshlechlin, that says that you're not Yerush your mother Bekeva. Because the Yerusha of a mother is not a regular Yerusha. Mishpacha's aim is not called Mishpacha. And a Ben's only Yerusha's mother, Dafka, if he's B'makim, his mother, he has to be alive. But if he dies first, he's not Yerusha's mother. So in such a case... What?
Even if he had kids?
If he had kids, so no, then his kids will be Yerusha. Because his kids are like makim him. Different type of din. But he can't... He doesn't have to be Yerusha and pass it on to brothers. That he can't do. That he can't do. It says... He can't be Yerush. I got a man who's unsure if he has kids or not. I'm not 100% sure about that. But it says, Meis benom, mekamidah, pokalei koyach v'rushas imay. You're asking if he has kids. I'm not 100% sure about that. I can hear maybe yes or no, but I don't want to say one way or another without knowing for sure the answer. But upon him, here we're talking about the manchel to the brothers. Then that's very simple. So more like this. Rosh Hashanah says, that Bryce said, Noichel manchel dafka ben yomech is very good smack. But dafka ben yomech, ava uber loy, but not a uber. Why? Because think about this. If he's a uber, and his mother died, he has to be Yerushit, that means he's still a Uber. He's still a Uber at that time. My timer, he's still Uber, right? Who dies first? If a mother dies while she's pregnant, which one dies first? The Uber always dies first. Because the Chiyas always stops at Uber. That's what the Gemara says. Aba Uber loy, my timer, the who mayis veresha. He always dies first. Ve'ena ben Yerushit imay bekever lahanchel achim mina'av. So the Gemara is trying to say like this. Don't ask me a kasha from this diak. But etzema Uber is Yairish. Is Yairish's father, no problem. Or Uber is Yairish's father. The only reason why here he has to be Ben Yaim Echad, you know why? Because if he'd be a Uber, he died first. And if he died first, it can't be Yairish's mother, Lahankalab. And by the Uber is Yairish, his father, but by Ulam Oberes. Here it says, gotta be Yaim Echad, because it's talking about a case where you have to mankle the brothers. That's only possible if you were born already. It's only because if you were Uber and the mother died, you would definitely die first. So Marjorie has a kasha lememra the who ma'is bereisha. If he's saying he always dies first, there was a story one time where the mother died and the Uber was still moving around. That the Uber was moving around does not mean it was alive. Just like a tail of a lizard, you cut it off, it still jumps around, even though there's no real chias to it. It doesn't mean anything. So bottom line is, we're saying Uber could be Yairish. Here it says, it means if you want to be Neuchel, the mothers, to give it to the brothers, it's only possible if it's B'yayim Echad. But if it's Uber, it's not possible. Why? Because the Uber automatically dies first. If it dies first, it's not Yairish, it's Imoy B'kevah.